Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Dire Straits bringing us back. Mark Knopfler on fast finger guitar there. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Leslie Kossoff is our guest, our good friend, a longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust, internationally renowned executive advisor specializing in next-generation thinking and strategy for executives and their enterprises, especially in the area of quality. Executive field guides, you should check those out at Kossoff.com. These are outstanding publications that will help you do all the things that Leslie and I are talking about right now. Leslie, thanks again for being here. And by the way, I want to mention Executive Thinking, her one of the first books that she wrote, Executive Thinking, still one of my favorites. Leslie, we're talking about the supply chain, what I call the handshake. I'm calling it the handshake because everybody's handshake is different, right? You know, when you shake hands with people, it's always different with one person to the next. And from one supply, one customer to the next, one might require you to they wouldn't do business with anybody who's not certified quality. Somebody might let you have a certified light situation. Some might just say, well, we'll train you for what we want to do, what you to do, right? I mean, it depends, but you have to find that what that is. You can't be behind the curve on this, can you?
No, you absolutely can't. And just for the pure logistics of it, because if a contractor really does absolutely require a certification, any certification, then the sooner that you know that that is going to be a requirement, then the more time you have to get that certification.
Or not to take the time to bid the job if you're not going to get certified.
And that is absolutely correct.
That's a big
correct.
Deal because it costs money to bid jobs.
It costs money, it's time, it's incredibly distracting, and very, very honestly, with most of those certification systems, it does not net the organization being certified anything other than a certification. Especially with the ISO folks, they like to tell you, and this is really talking out of school. But if you talk to any of the ISO folks, they're going to tell you, yes, of course, your quality is going to improve as a result of the ISO process. Mm-hmm. It doesn't actually, and it doesn't necessarily. What the ISO process is a means of, and other certifications. ISO is always the easiest one to identify because it's used the most. But basically what the process is a paperwork process that forces you to go through every single step in your process and document it. Now, what you do with that documentation in terms of the improvement, there's language in the ISO certification process speaking to that specifically, but if you compare that to something like what the Joint Commission for Hospital Accreditation, now that certification is a quality certification. Mm-hmm. That's specifically a quality certification, and frankly, going through that process, that has value to the company. Going through just a straight ISO, just to have an ISO certification, if you don't need it, and if you don't want it, as you say, then absolutely,
But if there's enough business there to justify it, and that's the hoop you have to jump through to get it, then you may want to do it. But you know, Leslie, if my small business were going after that kind of an environment, of supply chain environment, I want to be part of that supply chain, but I did not want to get certified, and I saw that this bid process required any bidders to be certified, I'd go find the bidders who were certified and tell them, I want to be one of your subs, because you probably wouldn't have to be certified to be a sub of the contractor.
It's very possible. Again, it depends on the terms of the contract. But what I would say is if you want to go after a market, but you don't want to be ISO certified, There are companies who are doing things in any market who do not require it. And there
but
are
But you've got to be able to talk the language with them, because if you're getting publications from them, getting notices from them, if you're calling on them and they bring up quality supply chain standards and things like that, and if you look like you're a deer in the headlights, they're not going to let you come back.
Yes, and do your research also by taking a look at their existing RFPs, even in other areas that are not yours. Because, and this is where you take a broader view of how to be not just a supply chain provider, but a value chain partner. The way that major corporations are thinking about supply chain now is not talking about it as supply chain.
No.
They talk about it as value chain.
Integrated partner, not vendor, but integrated partner.
Absolutely.
That's what they're looking for.
And part of that value chain integrated partner role is to understand and be able to speak to what their needs are before they've even spoken to you. And so if you take a broader look at what it is that they're looking for and asking for from their whole variety of the suppliers that they're looking to contract with, the better an argument that you're going to be able to make for why your company will work for them.
Well, and just, folks, this is, goes back to where I've talked to you before about reading your industry, your customers' industry's publications. I know they're dull, I know they're boring, I know they're technical, but get to know them so that when you're calling on someone, if you're in a meeting of vendors or potential bidders and they're talking about stuff, they're not gonna like it if you set up and say, "Would you explain that acronym to me," when everybody else in the room knows what it means?
Yes.
So you, like, if you have to have RFP explained to you or ISO explained to you, then you're going to be behind the curve moment one. So know this stuff in advance, folks. It will benefit you. When we come back, though, Leslie, folks, is an international expert in business, Asia, Europe, America. And when we get back, I'm going to ask her to give us a little bit of her perspective on what's going on in the equity markets that you know is happening right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.